You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Wild finish to the Western Conference Finals Game 2 last night in Phoenix. Clippers and Suns. And at the end of this game, less than a minute to play, Paul George of the Clippers had already made a couple of pretty good shots to put his team in the lead. And then he had a chance from the free throw line to put the game on ice, but he missed both free throws. Shortly thereafter, the Suns had the ball, and with 8/10 of a second left on the clock, this is what happened.
Crowder looking, throws it, alley-oop! Oh! Hey, he puts it down!
The inbound pass was an alley-oop. Crowder to DeAndre Ayton, who slammed it home for the win. The Suns take game 2, 104-103, and lead the series 2-0. How about this? The Harlem Globetrotters have sent a letter to the NBA seeking to become an official franchise. Yeah, they would like to, based on what they've already proven, quote, "We can field a team of talent on par with the pros of today, and we want the chance to do that. As a world-renowned and legendary professional basketball team, we petition Commissioner Adam Silver, the NBA Governors, and the powers that be to grant the original Harlem Globetrotters an NBA franchise, not now, but right now."
Oh, wow.
This is never going to happen. I think it'd be great. I think it'd be freaking awesome if they could pull it off, but it's never going to happen.
They started as an actual legit basketball team before it became all this trickery.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Let's just say that you're entertaining this idea. Well, if you're the Brooklyn Nets and the New York Knicks, you are fighting this one hard.
Oh, yeah.
You are fighting it real hard. And I'm not so sure that that they can just go ahead and say we have three teams within,
New York,
within a 20-mile radius of each other. You know, I don't know.
We'll give you a franchise, but it's going to be in Des Moines.
Yes.
The Des Moines Globetrotters.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Put them in Jersey.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Detroit Pistons won the NBA draft lottery, so they're going to be able to make the first selection. Unfortunately, they still have to play in Detroit, so there's that. On the ice, the Montreal Canadiens just one win away now from going to the Stanley Cup Final. They beat the Golden Knights in Vegas 4-1, lead that series 3-2. If Montreal advances, it'll be the first time since 2011 that a team from Canada will be playing in the Stanley Cup Final. And coincidentally, the last team from Canada to win the Cup, the Montreal Canadiens, back in 1993. That leads us to Jake Paul, who loves the Montreal Canadiens, YouTube, and boxing. And TMZ had Jake Paul sit down for a chit-chat yesterday. And among the things he said is that he's not going to limit himself when it comes to anything, especially boxing.
I'm open-minded, and I think anything is possible. I think I could be fighting against Canelo Alvarez for, the WBC or WBO championship belt. Really, the sky is the limit. It's just about how serious I'm going to take it. And I do take it seriously, more seriously than 99.9% of these professional boxers that are out there.
So he said he could see himself fighting Canelo Alvarez for the title. If you don't know who Canelo Alvarez is, the guy's won multiple world championships in four weight classes from light middleweight to light heavyweight. And he's unified titles in three of those weights, and he's currently the unified super middleweight world champion of the world. He's fought 59 times, he has 56 wins, one loss and a draw, and of the 56 wins, 38 by knockout. Jake Paul sees himself fighting Canelo Alvarez someday for the title. Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer was inspected three times for the use of substances on the baseball last night, foreign substances, in a game against Philadelphia, as Major League Baseball continues to crack down on pitchers using these substances on the ball.
Yeah.
Umpires have and can inspect pitchers between innings when they come out of the game. They could also be checked if they're demonstrating suspicious behavior. Umpires will check gloves, hats, belts, and other things on a pitcher if they suspect a foreign substance can be located somewhere on his person. If a pitcher is found to use a foreign substance, he'll be thrown out of the game and suspended for 10 days. So back to Scherzer. The first two inspections were after the first and after the third innings. But having already had two inspections, it was kind of puzzling to everybody in the bottom of the fourth why he was going to be having to do yet another inspection. Well, Phillies manager Joe Girardi asked the umpires to check him, not at the end of the inning or the beginning, but during.
This is in the middle of an inning after you struck a guy out. And it was initiated by the other manager. If I'm Davey, I'm not standing for this at all. I mean, if they allow this to happen,
Well, there goes
you could have a guy throwing a no-hitter, and a manager could come out and have him checked in the ninth inning.
Yeah, and there goes your pace of play.
And that's exactly what Joe Girardi was trying to do. He's trying to disrupt Max Scherzer, who is a Cy Young winner, a great pitcher, a World Series champion. And unfortunately, Joe Girardi not successful. And I guess it frustrated Girardi because after the, I think it was the bottom of the fourth inning when he came out, Scherzer held up his hat and his hand, waving it at Girardi from his dugout, and this happens.
We wondered if something might happen with Max walking off. Not sure if he's gazing at the umpire or all the way over to the Phillies dugout. But watch what he does when he gets into the Nationals dugout. Joe Girardi up to the top step to have his look over the other way. Girardi's hot.
Well, you know he was staring right at him.
He's daring Max to come on over and get into it. Now Max says, look, hey, I'm clean. Look at me, my hands, my ball cap, I'm clean.
He's like, here, you can have it. You can check for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think Girardi got tossed during that whole sequence coming out on the field like that. Tim Timmons threw him out of the game.
If I'm the Nationals, I want Joe Girardi suspended. He was tossed from the game. You cannot have a manager come out of the dugout wanting to fight a player.
Some truth there.
You cannot have that happen. Yeah. The guy was checked three times. He had no sticky balls.
Yeah.
I think Girardi should be suspended for a couple of games on this, but who knows what's going to happen. The Nationals ended up beating the Phillies 3-2. And it's not because I hate the Phillies, because I'm not really a huge Nationals fan either, but I just think that's ridiculous. A manager coming out of the dugout to fight a player. Come on.
Well, and trying to leverage that rule.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. Yeah. Well, I get, you do what the umpires will give you. I mean, I don't blame them for trying to get in Max Scherzer's head. Okay. I just think it's ridiculous that you're Scherzer's saying, hey, I don't have anything, and you come out like, let's go.
But you know that the tradition in baseball is anything you do to me is coming back to you.
Yes.
So the next time your guy gets disrupted.
Oh, I'm sure, you know, they'll play in again and it's going to happen. But the thing is the umpires might not be able to disrupt now. There might be a conversation, back
about
off.
Doing this at the direction of a manager.
Correct. The Astros topped the Orioles 3-1. The Braves shut out the Mets 3-0. Royals over the Yankees 6-5. Red Sox 9-5 winners over the Rays. At the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska, Virginia Cavaliers pitcher Griff McGarry entered the eighth inning with a no-hitter intact. But then everything came undone. After Mississippi State drew a leadoff walk, their designated hitter, Kellum Clark, smacked a two-run homer, and it was on. It was the beginning of the end for UVA in that game. They lost 6-5 after that six-run eighth inning by Mississippi State. Tides and the Gwinnett Stripers, they were rained out last night, but hey, let's play two. That's right, let's play two at Harbor Park tonight. First pitch of the first game, 5:05. And here's your fun fact. In China, she's known as Lord of the Butt. Of the Butt, and she is not a member of the Kardashians.
Lord of the Butt.
Lord
you
of the Butt.
You shall not pass.
Any guesses? Lord of the Butt. Where? Very, very famous American singer.
Cardi B.
No.
Okay.
Jenny from the Block.
Oh, makes sense. J-Lo.
Yes. Lord of the Butt.
Delicioso.